So, we're talking about arranged marriages, but what about the rate of divorce of arranged marriages? Is it high?
Well, actually, the rate is incredibly low. Actually, it's below 10%, and it's changing, but still, it's really low. And the reason, I think, because the culture in Bangladesh, in that kind of culture, boys and girls are like grown up in different ways, and they don't really see each other that closely. And that's why when you are married with a person, you start to know that person of the different opposite gender quite well, and that helps develop an understanding. And they both of them try to understand each other, their values, and in the cultural background, it's normally decided that they have to be together, normally without any exception, for the rest of their life. So they just try to work it that way. Do you have higher divorce rate in your country?
Actually, unfortunately, it's increasing. I really don't know the percentage, but when I was young, if somebody of my friend's parents would get a divorce, that would be a very shocking to hear that it wasn't common. But now, a lot of my friends actually are going through divorce or their parents have divorced, which it wasn't common, but now seems a little bit more common. So, unfortunately, things are changing in Mexico.
Why do you think that the divorce rate is going up? What could be the reason behind this?
I think it's very hard to say, but I think there are very various reasons. For example, women didn't used to work. They used to stay home and take care of the house, the husband, the children. But now women have become more independent. They have been able to make different decisions that before they didn't have to. So I think the independence of the women has changed things. And perhaps the culture itself, the culture of marriage and divorce, it has changed also. So I think possibly those two reasons.